From Tidbits on January 23rd, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbits staff. Read on for a collection of links to the most interesting articles and resources that Tidbits staff discovered on the web this week. New York Times explains Chinese advantage for Apple. The New York Times has a clever and long feature explaining why Apple and other firms manufacture in China for a host of reasons, of which low wages may be a relatively small portion. The ability to hire a massive number of trained people nearly instantly is one factor, regardless of how well those people are treated by the contractors Apple employs. Americans typically won't live in dormitories and work 6 12-hour days in a row, but this is commonplace in China and other developing nations. Apple textbooks repeat the past. Glenn Fleischman writes in an editorial at Macworld about how Apple's new digital textbook plan reminds him of countless efforts to push multimedia pedagogy without evidence that it improves achievement in any measure. The iPad is remarkable, but interactive textbooks aren't. Mac jury deliberates about iBooks author Eula. Just hours after Apple's education announcements on January 19th, the internet began to vibrate with discussion, much of it dismayed, about some of the terms in the end-user license agreement that accompanies Apple's iBooks author application. Take Control Books editor-in-chief Tanya Angst was impaneled with other concerned netizens by Chuck Joyner at Mac jury to deliberate how the end-user license agreement, even more than the iBooks format itself, might affect the publishing community. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.